recording this lovely evening. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WDW Park Hoppers. Welcome to our palatial backyard.
This is... trying to lighten it up a little. It's not working.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, there it goes. All right. So this is the backyard of Park Hopper Studios. And floating around here, well, not floating, but scampering, we have our producer, Harley.
Yep.
And our intern, Blue.
No. He's head of security, I thought.
Oh, no. Casey's head of security.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We have intern, yeah. Blue. He's right here.
He's the newest to the family, so he's the intern.
Yes.
And then we head of security, Casey, because, you know, you think she's all sweet, you think she's all lovable, and she will take your throat out.
She will. And because we're doing it here, good evening, Ralph, because we're doing it here from Park Hopper Studios, it's the return of
Cocktails in a Coffee Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And if you notice, there is a theme tonight. We are getting very excited for Star Wars Land.
I'm telling you.
We got a Star Wars shirt. We have, let's see, Star Wars. We have Moon of Endor. Yes.
Wait. It's the Moon of Endor Haunted Mansion tie-in. Yeah. $5.
Okay.
$5 at the outlet.
Like a year ago.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
For $15 in the parks. David, hello.
Hello.
Risa. What's up, buddy? How's Cleveland, Ohio?
Baby, Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks. We got Beatrice in the house. Awesome.
So Beatrice is actually out buying tickets for Endgame right now.
Oh, cool.
So she is watching us live, standing in line somewhere. What's up, Risa? She's out live somewhere, standing in line, getting tickets for her and all her boys.
Nice.
And by boys, I mean her fantastic husband, Brian, and her beautiful stepson. So
excellent. We want to make sure that you come find us at www.parkhoppers.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, all at WWParkHoppers. And if you would prefer, we do an audio version of this show. I mean, I know it sounds crazy because this live thing is really what it's all about, but...
All right, so this is what happens when John reads the comments as we go. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we want to make sure that if you want to listen to the audio program, that's on iTunes and all sorts of places. You can find the links on Park Hoppers. And finally, if you're in the chat room, thanks for being here. Please share this video.
Love
out
you guys.
On Facebook.
You make it so much more fun.
You guys are awesome. Please talk amongst yourself. Ask questions with each other. Ask questions of us. But we're going to wait to the very end after we get through all the news, and we're going to hit up the questions and stuff. Periodically, you'll see a dog walk by. That's okay. There are guard dogs.
They're patrolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're vicious.
Yeah. So other than that,
lick your kneecaps.
Let's get into the Disney news for this week. What's going on at Walt Disney World?
Oh, well, let's see. We have the Star Wars Rival Run Weekend presented by Otterbox. So any of you out there doing the, I think there is a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. And I think they're all, I can't even remember. I am not registered this month, so I don't know. But there's a run. And the big deal with the Rival Run is we want to know, are you for the light side? Are you for the dark side? Or, like some of our friends, are you Star Trek all the way? I'm just saying. Right.
I will say this, though. She doesn't want to say this, but I am very proud of Park Hopper Sid for two reasons. Doesn't her haircut look adorable?
Aww.
And the second thing is my wife was accepted along with her cousin and our nieces.
Yes.
Our nieces.
I'm sorry.
They're going to be running the Peachtree Road Race. There's not enough money. That's not true. There is enough money in the world to make me do that again, but that was a hot race.
So,
I'm not doing it, but July 4th of 2019, you're going to be running the Peachtree Road Race.
So, and Peachtree Road Race, world's largest 10K. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. They have, I don't know, 10, 15, something like that, corrals, and you just kind of start when you start. And, yeah.
Survive.
You're running through downtown Atlanta in the sunshine, because there's no way everybody can start in the dark. So, we ran full blazing sunshine. John, you ran it one year with us.
Fat man sweating. It was awful.
It was not
pretty. It was not good.
By the end.
I got through it. I've done half marathons. I've not done anything in the heat like that.
Oh, yeah.
I got to the end, and I was just like, I just want to go. And we had like a mile to walk to the MARTA station, which is their public transportation.
Their rapid transit, yeah.
I think I puked twice. I think I had to sit down a couple times. I was not in a good place. I was not in a good place.
No.
But I checked that off my bucket list. I'm so proud of Sarah for doing that. So, yeah,
there you go.
Can I tell
you there was one race that was hotter and uglier than that? And that was actually the hot chocolate run in Tampa the first year they did it. So we have this race. I think it was either December or January. And they think it's going to be cold. And it turned out to be like an 83 degree day. And they always start it later because it's normally started in cold places. I literally watched a woman weave across the road. Her foot hit the curb and she fell out in the grass. She just passed out. Somebody else are starting an IV in them. It was the only race I've ever run in less clothes than I want to wear outside.
Hey.
So, yeah.
So, welcome to Park Hopper's running vlog. We're all things running all the time.
Team
Park Hoppers. All right. What else is going on at Walt Disney World?
Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival continues through June 3rd.
Wow, that's a long festival.
It is a long festival, but that's why you get two magnets.
Count of two. Are we out to Daisy yet?
I don't think we are. I could look that up, but somebody who did the notes did
not probably,
tell me.
I think probably May. 1st of May is probably when that's done.
Or middle of April.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Garden Festival, the Garden Rock Series continues this week. Tonight is Rick Springfield, right?
Tonight is not listed on my notes.
I don't know. Rick Springfield. Christopher Cross is the 3rd and the 4th. I got to ride like the wind to be free again.
And then, up against Christopher Cross is the Spinners.
And then
it used to be the Spinners and the Platters, but I think too many of the Platters died off.
And they all became the Spinners. And then April 8th through 9th is Dennis DeYoung, one of the original members of the group Styx. That's pretty cool. I've not seen Dennis at the Garden Rocks or any of that stuff, but I would like to. That would be fun.
All right, we should go.
All right, let's, for all you foodies out there, this one's for you.
All right, not just this one, lots of them.
A lot of food news happening this year.
All right. So, for everybody who has already fallen off their New Year's diet traditions, you've given up on keto, you've given up on low carb, you've given up on low fat, I have good news for you.
Oh.
Wine Bar George is serving a wine country weekend brunch.
And no calories because it's at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it's okay, baby.
Thanks, baby girl.
Yeah. So, that actually began this past week on March 30th. Wine Bar George is serving brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is a fantastic sounding a la carte menu, an artisanal cheese board with four cheeses, there's some honeycomb, there's grilled bread, $26.
This is off their main menu right now, I'm fairly sure.
Well, there's a few things that aren't. So there is a burrata with avocado bacon and ciabatta, a charcuterie board with four artisanal meats, chutney, and grain mustard. There's crispy mac and cheese bites, grilled romaine salad, some hummus, some jicama kohlrabi salad with a mint vinaigrette and pickled jalapeno. You didn't think I knew how to say those words, did you?
I know how to say jicama. God bless you.
Jicama and kohlrabi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if Park Hopper Sid's brother, I don't know, is he Park Hopper Ed? Mm-mm. If he's ever watching, our mama introduced us to kohlrabi like 30 years ago. Nobody knew what it was back then.
They didn't even sell it back then. You had to grow it and harvest it yourself.
No, they sold it. All right, there is some smoked salmon, some spiced olives. Then there is the big board. And the big board is what we like.
Yeah.
This is six cheeses, five meats, condiments, bread.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And there might even be pears. I do not know, but I can't wait. All right, and then these are the new things.
Oh, wait. Hit it with the price of the big board.
The big board. Six artisanal cheeses, five crafted meats, and condiments. Just condiments.
Yeah.
$59.
Now they take the charcuterie board and they take the meat board and put them together and add one or two things.
You mean the charcuterie board and the cheese board?
And the cheese board, yeah. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, you get it.
All right. Now, they do have some main courses. They have an Eggs Benedict with house-made chicken sausage, hollandaise, and crispy polenta cakes.
Mm, polenta.
They have French toast made with, of course, brioche. What else would you make it for?
We do not make anything without the brioche.
Of course. There is sausage, gravy, and biscuits with bacon. And you can add two eggs if you'd like to that one. Steak and egg fries and a wine country omelet with artichoke, asparagus, olive, and a tomato medley.
Nice.
Now, reservations are recommended, but I will let you know that this weekend, even an hour before they started, they were saying they were still opening. So, definitely, try it out. Oh, somebody, okay, sorry.
The other thing about the menu there is the appetizer menu is more expensive than the main entree menu.
Mm-hmm.
And the main entree menu is better than the appetizer menu. Take the cheese board and the charcuterie board off.
All right, I'll give it
It's better.
Mac and cheese bites.
They weren't great.
All right.
Remember when we had them? They weren't great.
See,
not that I don't love Wine Bar George.
Disney does not invite. We like the wine.
We do like the wine. And Wine Bar and George is a great.
And we love George. And George is so phenomenal. Sweet. He is fantastically nice. And he loves to come out and talk to you about his passion, which is the wine.
Yep.
So.
All right.
What else do you have?
So there's some new food items coming to Disney water parks this spring. The new food and beverage offerings that are making their way to Disney's Typhoon Lagoon and Disney's Blizzard Beach water parks offer unique food and beverage options that won't necessarily be able to be found in other parks at Walt Disney World Resort. The Blizzard Burger at Typhoon Lagoon, just kidding, at Blizzard Beach, comes topped with cheddar and sweet and smoky ham jam.
Ham jam. Is that anything like toe jam?
God, I hope not.
All right, I'm just
unless
checking.
It's pig toe jam, and then that. Anyway, so that's going to be on a pretzel bun and served with coleslaw.
It's been a very long week already, y'all. I love you for still watching.
Coleslaw and steak fries. There's also some new plant-based rice bowls, and for dessert, chocolate-dipped key lime pie.
So if you eat a rice bowl and it's all healthy and plant-based, does that offset the chocolate-dipped key lime pie?
Yes, absolutely it does. Those are Disney math issues right there. For a cold treat on a hot day, you can choose from salted caramel, peppermint, chocolate, or vanilla milkshakes.
Ooh.
You had me there. And then this is where it starts coming off the rails for me. The new guacamole flight, which is great, with vegetable, pineapple, bacon, and shrimp varieties. That sounds great. Over at Typhoon Lagoon, make for a refreshing bite. As guests can now try jerk chicken rice bowl. Sounds great.
All right. This is where he doesn't like it.
And a plant-based bratwurst sandwich.
We're going to have to look into that one.
What the actual is a plant-based bratwurst? It's not a bratwurst if it's plant-based. It's a zucchini or something. It ain't bratwurst, kids. No offense.
So, do you remember me showing you that vegan steak video
last?
And he didn't like
chicken.
That either.
No.
The chicken chicken.
Look, I'd
the
rather,
fake and bacon.
I know I'm a big boy. I understand. I'd rather eat vegetables.
I just watched Blue walk behind you.
I'd rather eat vegetables or drink vegetables in a smoothie and then eat meat or whatever. If you're going to eat meat, eat meat. If you want to eat plant-based, eat plant-based. Don't try to psych yourself out into thinking that you're eating a bratwurst when you're not eating a bratwurst. Just eat the bratwurst.
All right, we have people here, and I'm just going to say this because people might be watching this elsewhere. All right, the dogs. There's the little golden one. Her name is Casey.
It's Chief of Security.
There's the little beagle-looking one. He's black, white, brown.
Main producer.
Yes, that's Harley. He's the most talkative one. And then you got the big, quiet, sort of dumpy, sad-looking one.
And that's me.
No, the dog.
Oh, okay.
That's Blue. Blue is, so if you look at him, people have asked, is he a bulldog? Is he a pit bull? Is he a boxer? He is a bully. American Bully XL. He is Blue. He is our whiny mama's boy.
He's Blue. Amy's watching, so I had to get that in.
Oh, Amy gonna kill me.
That's all right.
So we have a friend that is one of her many names.
That's right, Stacy. Life is too short to eat tofu.
Aw, that's all right. You would like it when I make it.
Yeah, she
all right,
like a
but
good
we're talking about Disney. And speaking of food that you might want to eat, maybe, if you're brave.
Oh, God.
Exciting enhancements coming to the ABC Commissary at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Are they? Are they exciting?
Well, they're exciting to someone. Hey, they changed things. That's exciting.
Oh, why the angry face? Who's angry? Keep going, baby. I'm sorry.
All right.
Somebody will post.
ABC Commissary is one of the best places to grab a bite at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I will give you the fact that it's air conditioned. That is awesome down here in Orlando.
Truth.
All right. They offer family-friendly lunch and dinner menus with a variety of delicious bites. The restaurant offers quick service lunch menu and a fast casual dinner menu. So they feature entrees like, you know, your favorite, the vegan burger. a barbecue rib platter, or the shrimp teriyaki bowl. Over the next few months, the restaurant has decided that they're going to undergo some exciting enhancements as part of the ongoing transformation of Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Into Disney's Hollywood Adventure.
Land. Place.
Hollywood Land Adventure Plan.
Yes. Some of the enhancements include self-serve beverage stations.
Oh, baby.
That's exciting. All right. New Art Deco-inspired elements and furnishings, and savory new pot roast served over mashed potatoes, root vegetables, with a beef gravy and onion straws.
I'm so hungry right now.
I'm making you food. Another new offering to the commissary is the ability to make reservations for dinner. Currently, starting at 4 p.m. daily, you enjoy fast, casual dinner experience, allowing you to place an order at one of the cash registers. You take a pager. You go find a place to sit. Hopefully it's comfortable.
And air-conditioned.
Well, it should be. Oh, man, I hope so. All right, then when your order is ready, your pager will go off. They bring the food right to your table. With the addition of the reservations, you can now enjoy the same fast, casual dining experience with guaranteed seating. So now you can make reservations, mm-hmm. and there's pot roast.
Sweet. It's exciting.
That's
an exciting enhancement.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready for Star Wars, so.
This is the excitement in our lives?
Yes.
Wow. Maybe we need more dark. Okay, that one's Harley.
Yeah, there's Harley.
That's Harley.
Yeah, Harley left us a gift.
All right, so reservations are available starting now. It's already up and running. And bookings beginning June 2nd. So you cannot book for tomorrow, but you can book as early as June 2nd. So there we go.
Awesome. I'm glad that they did this. I wish they would make a more substantial change to that location, the commissary. The commissary needs to go the way of the dodo bird, because it's no longer a working studio. And one of the stories that I don't think we're talking about tonight is the Indiana Jones stunt show is mm-hmm. changing, because they're going to take away the movie set aspect of it.
Okay.
And the commissary, I sort of get it because it's ABC still. But it's not a working theater, a working movie set. It's not a working, you know, that idea has gone away. So the commissary probably needs to change at some point. But that's kind of just my opinion. Okay.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
Stacy, what do you mean by me too? Just put that somewhere in the notes.
I'm hungry. I said I was hungry, and Stacy said me too.
Oh.
Stacy's my buddy from KMV. All
right.
We are...
I'm not jealous. I was just trying to make sure I knew what she was talking about.
We would love to have you, if you're going to be doing any shopping... Oh, round two. If you're going to be doing any shopping over at Amazon, please go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. And what that'll do is that'll take you to the Amazon page just like normal. Mm-hmm. It won't affect your experience other than, I think it takes you to a Disney curated site. But... anything that you buy in the next 4 hours from that Amazon link, we get a little bit of kickback from Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything, but it certainly helps us. The pennies add up.
The next 4 hours?
Yeah, it drops a cookie onto your website, and so for the next four hours, we don't get paid.
That was the first time I'd heard the 4 hours.
It used to be longer, but they changed it.
So every time you go in, you have to go through that. You just can't stay logged in for 4 hours, is what you're saying?
No. Mm. No, if you go at 8 o'clock tonight, that cookie will be good till midnight. So if you go back, I think it works. Even if it doesn't, that would be super helpful to us. The other thing is, we just started really upping our game on YouTube. So if you wouldn't mind going over to youtube.com/WDWParkHoppers and subscribing, we do like one new story for the day, trying to get those out. I will not lie, I kind of started a new thing this week, and I still don't know what my schedule... My schedule's a mess right now, so we haven't been posting like we have been in the past, but once we get kind of sort of straightened out, we'll be back to daily vlogs talking about the news and all things going on in Walt Disney World. Maybe a little bit a Marvel stuff. I don't want to stray too far from Walt Disney World.
Marvel? Is something going on with Marvel?
I know it's crazy, right? Something's happening in a couple of weeks. But there's Harley.
Harley is so excited about Marvel, it's not even funny.
Yeah. So, WW Park Hoppers over at YouTube. And then finally, if you're going to...
Before you move on, thank you to... We have some friends out in St. Louis. So our friends Devin have both added the YouTube channel as, so he signed up. So he's like one of seven. Thank you. And he also emailed me today and told me, or actually yesterday, and said, hey, just wanted you to know that the Park Hoppers link for Amazon is my go-to now. It's his default. So
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So just put it in as one of your,
hey.
Really? One of your bookmarks, and you just go to it, logs you in just like it always does. So, all right.
Kids. And then finally, the last thing is, if you're looking for any Park Hopper merch, if you need a mug or a t-shirt or anything like that, you can go to www.parkhoppers.com/shop. New t-shirts will be coming. So, other than that, thanks a lot for all that. What else we got?
All right, so very quickly, we want to touch on the changes at Disney World and Disneyland.
What changes? There's something happening at Disney World?
I am stunned at how people are losing their minds. So Disney put out some new rules, and they will start May 1st. All right, your strollers can only be 31 inches wide and 52 inches long. Double strollers still fully fit into that as long as they're not crazy double. As long as you're not trying to bring 3 or 5 kids, you're good. Let's see, you can no longer bring loose ice or dry ice. The reason for this, we have discovered and discussed, is that for security reasons, people have been hiding things under the ice, so security has to dig through your ice. It's just not safe, it's not time effective, just stop.
Now, Stacy might be able to speak to this a little bit better. I believe you can still do bag ice.
Yes,
and you can
Ziploc bags of ice, other bags of ice, yes, you can have that. Absolutely, or in our case, we like to freeze, you know, the flat packs of ice and just fit it around the food. Great. You can right. still bring your coolers.
I put my brain in there sometimes. Freeze that bad boy.
Often. Wagons.
And then what else?
Wagons. You know, a little wagon,
else?
You put your toddlers in and you drag your wagon. No more wagons.
Whose wagon is dragging and who's dragging wagons? Who's a dragon wagon
dragger?
Oh,
there have been some people on Facebook that are crazy about the strollers and the wagons.
Dude.
And smoking sections. Outside the parks. Can't smoke inside the park anymore.
Good God. If
and
I gotta
for
wait
anybody,
7 hours to ride Star Wars, I'm gonna...
Oh, and not just no smoking, no vaping.
What?
No vaping.
Next you're gonna say I can't do drugs in the Magic Kingdom.
You never could do drugs in the Magic Kingdom.
I'm so done with Disney. Universal, here I come.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
So, the thing about smoking, I've had more people say, but Walt smoked. Yes, Walt did smoke.
Uh-huh.
Walt never smoked inside the parks. Walt was...
Blue, you're a horrible camera dog. Thanks, buddy.
He wanted to zoom in. There's nothing like having all our children surrounding it.
How is your face wet? Were you drinking out of the pool?
Y'all...
Don't work with animals, kids.
It is a rough day in Park Hopper Studios right now.
It's a hard dog life for us.
So, yeah.
All right, anything else on that?
No. So, we would love to hear...
Now he's looking at my feet.
That's what he does. Okay. So, we would like... Is it wrong that there's only water in our cocktails and coffee cups? It's really sad. Why are you looking at me like that?
You lie like a rug.
Maybe. All right. So, that being said... Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know what your comments are. Your cries of outrage over not being able to have your wagon, your loose ice, your cigarettes, your quadruple kid stroller. We would love to hear from you. Honestly, some of the comments have been like the best comedy of the week.
I'm waiting for the pro smoking mom of six who likes to have strollers that like have to bring loose ice into the parks because of their diabetes or insulin medicine.
And all their medicine is in a cooler in the wagon.
That emails me this horrible hate mail. Anyway, now, this is going to come as a shock, and it's something that we haven't done yet, but they're growing on me.
So much so that I'm really thinking that
we may want to, at some point, maybe cancel our annual passes. Because these Disney After Hour events... Stop. These Disney After Hour events are actually...
Hey, you just called me a liar online. I can throw shade all I want.
Are actually becoming a better value because their parks are less crowded. There's very, very little waiting. So After Hours is pretty amazing with little to no wait times for favorite attractions or experiences at Magic Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. And today, Disney is excited to share the news that additional Disney After Hours dates are now available. And two... Count them two. Special celebration nights are coming to Hollywood Studios. Gee, I wonder what they're going to be themed around. Here are the new dates for each park at Walt Disney World. Magic Kingdom, May 2nd, 9th, okay. 16th. We'll put it up in a blog post. Magic Kingdom.
Lots of dates.
Happening in May. Animal Kingdom, there's May and June. Hollywood Studios.
May and June.
A lot of dates in May.
Everybody, but there's two big ones.
They're trying to get everybody into the parks to experience it before that you no longer get into the park. But Hollywood Studios has two special events. The first one is
you
May 1st.
You can't go to the park anyway, Harley. Stop barking.
That's right. The first one is happening May 1st, which is Disney's Hollywood Studios 30th anniversary with special anniversary merch, additional character greetings, and more food and beverage offerings to purchase. And then
To purchase?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? And the next is May the 4th. Celebrate
like,
May 4th.
May the 4th be with
May
you.
May the 4th be with you.
Wrong thing. May the 4th.
May the Schwartz. Anyway. Celebrate May 4th. Dress in your favorite Galactic Star Wars attire. Prepare yourself for an epic character encounters, including Chewbacca, Rey, Darth Vader, Kylo Ren, and Captain Phasma. Ewoks, Jawas, and Imperial Stormtroopers. Plus, not only, but also, specialty treats available for purchase. Be sure your costume fits within the park's guidelines. So basically, you can come dressed in whatever outfit you want, but you can't have a full mask. And no weapon-like things. You're not allowed to have a blaster. You're not allowed to have, real lightsabers.
But they sell lightsabers in the parks.
They do. You can have a collapsible lightsaber, but some people have, the real deal type of lightsaber thing. You're not allowed to bring that in.
Wait, we gotta behave now. We have family watching.
She knows me. If you're not familiar with After Hours, they're your opportunity to experience the magic of Disney theme parks for 3 hours after regular park hours close with limited attendance. Now, here's the thing. Your ticket allows you to enter the park beginning at 7 p.m. So, if the park closes at midnight, you can stay 3 hours later. So, that's 3 in the morning. So, you go in at 7 p.m. You can stay till 3 a.m.
I'm calling in sick the next day.
Yeah. Also included in your admission is free ice cream. Well, it's not free because you pay for it. Ice cream, popcorn, and select beverages in bottles.
Then why'd you say free?
That's what it says in the copy here. After hours events are, now hang tight.
It's free with purchase.
Correct. $125 plus tax for advance purchase or $129 plus tax day of. But if you're a pass holder, or a Disney Vacation Club member, you get a significant discount.
And what is that discount, John?
Roughly comes to $95 plus tax.
Ooh.
So for $100 for us to get in at 7 p.m. and stay till maybe 1 or 2, it's kind of worth it to me. I call in sick the next day, though. I wonder if I have sick days.
You didn't hear that, Amy or Scott or Todd or, yeah.
I didn't talk to him if I had sick days.
Hi, you're still online.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
How are you doing?
All right.
How's your mom and him?
So, I feel like the producer has given me all of the food stories today.
Just worked out that way.
Harley, we're chatting later. All right. What are we doing for Easter?
I think we're going to the Ale and Compass.
Ooh, are we? Well, if we are, there is an Easter brunch at the Ale and Compass restaurant. If you're going to be at Walt Disney World over the Easter weekend and you want the perfect spot to enjoy a wonderful Easter brunch, look no further. Ale and Compass Restaurant over at Disney's Yacht Club Resort is offering a fabulous brunch spread for the holiday. The price of the Easter brunch is, $35 for adults. That is shocking.
Guess what we're going for
Easter. $19 for a child. An advanced dining reservation is greatly encouraged to guarantee your seating for the holiday meal. The Easter brunch can be a buffet brunch with one entree and the buffet, or an a la carte with your selected entrees, cocktails, non-alcoholic beverages, kids' beverages, and kids' classic and Disney check meals to choose from.
Nice.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good stuff.
So, they have traditional entrees like Eggs Benedict, or you can feed the sweet tooth with a dark chocolate waffle. Is that what you're... So he told me there was something exciting that he wanted me to read tonight and didn't want me to read ahead.
That was it.
And all I kept thinking was, is there more about Mermaid School? No.
Mermaid School. But.
Chocolate waffles.
But if I timed it right, you can have the buffet, then you could go to Mermaid School.
I'd probably puke.
Pro- probably, but it'd be probably worth it. Mermaid School.
Wait, now, in addition to Eggs Benedict and dark chocolate waffles, there are lunch and vegan options. Are you snapping at me or the children?
Somebody getting ready to mess up.
No. On the buffet itself, you find seasonal fruit, yogurt parfait, smoked salmon with accompaniments, breakfast pastries, house-made granola, bagels, Parker House rolls, tomato mozzarella salad, wedge salad, savory flatbreads, artisanal cheeses, our charcuterie board, smoked trout dip, assorted spreads, jellies, steel-cut oatmeal, and all the traditional garnishes you would expect on
a
buffet.
And a partridge in...
I don't want partridge on my buffet.
A pear tree. I don't either. Those little birds are little. Barely a mouthful.
Barely an inconvenience.
Super simple. Barely an inconvenience.
All right. One more thing for news, and then we promise we're going to get to your 6,000 comments.
Are you taking that one? Are you taking that
no,
one?
No. Oh, because y'all are chatty today, and I love
okay,
it.
Okay. One of the places that I do like to go, it's not my favorite place to go, really? And one place that I do love to go, have updated their hours.
One.
Fans of Disney's Polynesian Village Resort's Tiki Bars should take note of the following time changes. The operating hours for Trader Sam's Grog Grotto, this is the very small bar within the resort itself that only seats
don't
about
step off the tile.
That only seats about 80 people. And the Tiki Terrace, which is out back, I love that place, have updated their hours. So Grog Grotto is open now 1 hour earlier from 3 p.m. until 12 a.m., which I think is also an hour later. And
nice.
Then Trader Sam's Tiki Terrace is opening from 3 o'clock and staying open till 11 o'clock.
So 3 p.m., they both open at 3 p.m. The Tiki Bar, the Grotto, goes to 12 a.m. The outside place only goes to 11 p.m.
Only goes to 11, yeah.
11.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I do love going to the Tiki Terrace because, A, it's outside. There's usually someone out there playing a ukulele, singing Hawaiian tunes. It's really one of the best places to chill out. And if you play your cards right, and it's a nice night out, you can go out there and sit, and the bugs won't eat you alive, and you get a nice little view of the castle if you're sitting in the right spot.
So what y'all can't see, but you might be hearing the pat, 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 is that our intern came over and wanted a little love from Dad. So we've got our 90-pound whiny Balmus boy is sitting
I'll
here.
I'll show him when we get done.
We'll walk with you around. All right, so where are we going to be next week?
That's a great question. We don't.
So we keep trying Hollywood Studios. Lord, we keep trying Hollywood
cursed.
Studios.
It's just
maybe
cursed.
We should go back to Epcot and get our Daisy magnets.
Is that next week?
Well, somebody on there said that the 4th they switch over to Daisy.
If they switch over to Daisy, we'll go to Epcot. If not, let's go someplace at Disney Springs.
All right.
Because Disney Springs is just... Not that, I mean, I'm sure you guys get tired of going to Disney Springs all the time, but it's just super
duper.
Do you
get tired of following us to
Disney
Springs?
It's just super easy for us. Going to a park, especially after work.
Wow, really? You just said that?
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Plus, all right, yes, it's easy, but on top of it, there is so much to do there, and you don't have to pay park admission.
Yeah, and you can literally get out of your car and get there within 15 minutes.
Yes. So we love to show you what all is there. You know what we should do?
What should we do?
Maybe we should go someplace different.
Mm-hmm.
Morimoto.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be nice.
Street food.
All right.
Let us know in the comments where you'd like to see us go.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be at Disney Springs. Where would you like to see us go? And please be nice. We don't want to see where you really want us to go.
All right, guys, thanks for watching. We're going to get into the Q&A here in just a second. But if you would like to, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers. Make sure that you come find us over on our website where we've got all our show archives, our blog posts, links to our amazing friends all across the Disney universe, as well as our good friends over at Dining at Disney and WDW Tiki Room. They're our partner website. We love those guys, Al, John, and Kristen. They're our Ohana. And they've got a great website. They do a live show, too. Check them out. I think they do theirs on Sunday. And then, other than that, my friends, is there anything else?
No.
Make sure that you come visit us. Come say hi if you're in the parks. We are WDW Park Hoppers, 4 Parks, 1 World.
And everything in between.